Hello everyone, my name is Green Carr and I am the host of The Five. This is my 7th episode, and in this episode we are going to be talking about a subsidiary of Alphabet, and the subsidiary is called DeepMind, and today we're just going to be, I'm going to be giving a brief overview over this subsidiary. DeepMind Technologies is a UK-based artificial intelligence company and research laboratory founded in September 2010, and it was acquired by Google in 2014. The company is based in London with research centers in Canada, France, and the United States. The company has created a neural network that learns how to play video games in a fashion similar to that of humans, as well as a neural Turing machine. Which is a neural network that may be able to access an external memory like a conventional Turing machine, which will result in a computer that mimics the short-term memory of the human brain. In 2016, its AlphaGo program beat a human professional Go player, Lee Sedol, the world champion. And a more general program, AlphaZero, beat the most powerful programs playing Go, chess, and Shogi, which is Japanese chess, after a few days of play against itself using reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is basically where the artificial intelligence system learns things by itself. It's not programmed to do things. It learns through repetition, essentially. The startup was founded by Demise Hassabis, Shane Legg, and Mustafa Suleiman. They said that they began working on this artificial intelligence technology by teaching it how to play old games from the 70s and 80s. Additionally, the goal of the founders is to create a general purpose AI that can be useful and effective for almost anything. Additionally, there have been some major venture capital firms like Horizons Ventures and Founders Fund that have invested in the company. Additionally, Elon Musk has also invested in this company. In January 2014, Google said that they had acquired DeepMind for $500 million. Facebook was in negotiations with DeepMind Technologies, but they decided to withdraw. In 2014, DeepMind received the Company of the Year award from Cambridge Computer Laboratory. And additionally, we're going to go move on to the machine learning aspect of this company. DeepMind Technologies' goal is to combine the best techniques for machine learning and systems neuroscience to build powerful general purpose learning algorithms. In 2018, researchers from DeepMind trained one of its systems to play the computer game Quake 3 Arena. As of 2020, DeepMind has published over 1,000 papers, including 13 papers that were accepted by Nature or Science. I've already said this before, but DeepMind uses deep reinforcement learning, which means that its system is not pre-programmed. It learns from experience, using only raw pixels as data input. Additionally, DeepMind also has a collaboration with Moorfields Eye Hospital, which is DeepMind Health. It's basically a collaboration to develop AI applications for healthcare. It will be applied to the analysis of anonymized eye scans, searching for early signs of diseases leading to blindness. In November 2017, DeepMind also announced a research partnership with the Cancer Research UK Centre at Imperial College of London, with the goal of improving breast cancer detection by applying machine learning. They also developed an app called Streams, which would send alerts to doctors about patients at risk of acute risk injury. They also developed the DeepMind Ethics Society, which is to fund external research of the following themes: privacy, transparency, and fairness, economic impacts, governance, accountability, managing AI risk, and many more things related to AI. It is a new research unit for them that was made in 2017. So this is the brief overview over the subsidiary of Alphabet called DeepMind. And I'm sorry for the couple of mistakes that I made in this episode. I hope to be better in the next episode, of course. Sorry again, but thank y'all for listening to this episode, and I hope y'all tune into the next episode. Thank you for listening.